Carter, take us through that touchdown because it was fun to watch. The ball was well placed, but it wasn't an easy catch. Take us through that. What was that like?
It felt good, but I give credit to Zach. Great ball, and there's always room for improvement, and I'm not satisfied.
How nice was it to find to get that, get your hands on it in that circumstance and make that play?
I mean, it was great, and I mean, I love the support. My boy Isaac, I mean, we celebrated, but I look at it in a way that game's over, and it's time to step up again.
How do you feel like the tight ends are doing right now? Because you guys had a lot on your plate and a lot of things that were needed to be done with Matt going down. How do you feel like the group's evolving?
I think we're doing well. Isaac's doing great. Lane's doing well. My boy Mason's doing amazing. And we have great other people. We've got Bentley in the rotation, and he's on the scout team right now, but he's really good. And we've got Hank, he's back, he's healthy. So we're looking good. I'm thinking we're playing pretty good. But there's always room for improvement.
Hey, a question from Norma Gonzalez, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, Carter. So when you first signed with BYU, obviously the pandemic wasn't even a thought. And you're a freshman on campus, there's a pandemic going on, things are shut down, but this is your first homecoming week. So I guess, can you just take us through the emotions of what that's been like for you, being your first homecoming?
I honestly didn't even know that. So, I mean, it's cool. I don't even think of the pandemic anymore. I'm so used to it. It's just part of the routine now. And I look forward to this game on Saturday though.
Okay. Question from Jake Hatch, 1280 The Zone.
Yeah. Carter, you're a guy that came out of Arizona. Your dad was an offensive lineman at BYU. What about this offense did you feel like fit your skill set in particular?
When I was getting recruited, I was more of a receiving threat, I'm assuming, in the coach's eyes. And because obviously I had a ton of room to improve for blocking, and I obviously still do. That's my weakness right now. So I saw Matt growing up, and I just realized that he was getting a lot of touches, and I knew it was a great receiving tight end school and blocking, and I thought it would be a good fit for me.
How has the group as a whole gone about replacing the production that Bushman brought to the table?
I think we're handling it pretty well. Matt's obviously was our leader, and we took after him and everything he did. And I think we're stepping up in practice, and I think he's proud of us.
Question from Jared Lloyd.
What's it like being part of this offense right now, where the ball's getting spread around, really effective, really efficient, leading the nation in offensive yards, total yards? What's just that like being a part of it right now?
It's awesome, but we always get told by Coach Grimes and Coach Mateos to not drink the poison, because that's an easy thing to do, is to start feeling complacent about things. But we're not gonna fall into that, and we still have a lot to improve on, and we haven't showed our best yet.